Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, it's the right time to talk about business, economic affairs, and everything which is affecting our bread and butter issues. I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and also Hermut with their program. And it's a time where we discuss, especially at this point in time, the point where the world is a bit separated in terms of economic blocks, in terms of who is calling the shots, in terms of economic power. However, at this program, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss business, we discuss economics, we discuss matters of entrepreneurship, we analyze issues of SME development, we look at policy making, and we also analyze policy decisions. We analyze political decisions which are affecting the economy. We look at not only domestic affairs, but we look at international relations and everything which affect our bread and butter issue. And interestingly, after every conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line so that our dear listeners, callers, can give their contribution, because we have this understanding that for you to drive a good policy, or for you to build a country or an institution locally, regionally, and internationally, you don't need necessarily people who agree on everything. You need individuals who can disagree to agree in order to come up with a better policy, to come up with a better invention, to come up with smart ways of doing things. That's why we are always saying we encourage critical criticism, crucial criticism, and also constructive criticism that can build us. We don't debate to win arguments. We debate to build industry. And we also don't debate to make sure that we put other people down, but we debate in this platform. We debate in order to make sure that we bring about a certain idea, to make sure that we awaken those thought-provoking, you know, questions, and we instill innovation in the mind of Namibians so that we can deal with our issues. And the context is very clear. The context is very clear that for us to move forward, you need to understand the statistics. Where is Namibia as a state in Southern Africa? How are we doing financially, socially? And how are we doing in terms of our domestic affairs? Are we, if Namibia, you can compare Namibia as a house, using explanation stated under Harambe Prosperity Plan, where there's a slogan to say nobody should feel left out. When you're asking that question, who is left out in this context? But that is a debate of another day. We are just trying to make sure that whatever we bring on the table, it has a direct a link to how we can move our country, how we can move our region, and indeed, how we can move our continent. So, before we go to the topic for today, it's always very important to make sure that we are together in terms of social media. You follow Eagle FM Namibia, follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, and also on LinkedIn, because this is the only platform where we'll be able to understand economic, international issues, and also you'll be up to date. If you are a researcher, if you are a student, if you are economic mover, a business person, it's always very important to make sure that you follow us in all our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia, and you will never miss anything. You will never miss anything, and you will be up to date. You will be able to make those long-term economic strategic decisions that can move you, move your business, and also move your institution forward. So, on top of you following us on all our social media platform, we have an e-paper that is, of course, the Villager newspaper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. You can subscribe to it at 081-200-4144. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can come back to it.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We were talking about Eagle FM products on top of the Villager newspaper that you can follow. On top of the Villager newspaper that you can follow and subscribe to it, and you will be sent that e-paper every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. We also have Eagle FM app. We are unique in the sense that we have an app that you can download, and you can listen to Eagle FM, every show that is on air, wherever you are, not only in Namibia, because it's operating exactly like WhatsApp. If you are traveling and you want to listen to your favorite program, you want to listen to business and economic segment, or many other programs that are given or are presented here at Eagle FM Namibia, you can just download the Eagle FM app. When you download it, you put it in your phone. The moment you open it, you automatically listen to the program which are on air. Interestingly, you find yourself in a situation, if you find yourself in a situation where you are not able to catch up, or you have missed a certain program that you have targeted due to equal important things, you can also just go to podcast, and then you'll be able now to catch up, because podcast is actually an open archive that you can go into. You can go to back as you want to say, the certain program that was played by, or that was presented by Naluvanda and Tate Kauluma, or the certain program which I want to follow. What you can do, just go to the podcast under that Eagle FM app, then you can search, or you can scroll down until you come to the program that you want, because they are recorded, documented, and they are there waiting for you. So the other thing also, before we go to the conversation for today, the other thing is also that we have Imba app. Imba app is a simplification of a Hangano book, a hymn book, in a form of a soft copy that you'll be able to follow, because some of you attend churches, you go to weddings, you go to funerals, you go to birthdays, you go to graduation, situations, ceremonies that require you to sing from a hymn book. But if you do not have a hard copy of a hymn book, you don't need to worry, because we got you. We got you in the sense that you can also download Imba app. It's a blue app. It's an app that you can just go to Play Store, then you type Imba, then you download it to your phone, then you'll be able to sing along with other people at that occasion. Interestingly, it's not only Ino Shiwambo, it's not only a Hangano book which is there. We also have Omaimburiro Sherero, we have Afrikaans, we have Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages that you can think of. So you just download that, then you'll be able to follow along and sing along. And you can be a pastor, you can be an organizer, and when you do not have your hymn book, or you gave it to somebody, you don't need to worry. You don't need to worry, because we got you. We are moving to the world of digitalization, and it's better for you to be very smart. It's better for you to work in a smart way. Not always to work hard, but work in the smart way that you can save energy, you save time, and you finish your task effectively without any stress. So that is Eagle FM products. Let's go to a commercial break, and we are going to come up with we put that conversation on the table. Always bring about conversations, put that conversation on the table. What do we have for you today? And we are going to open the line after the discussion, so that you will be able to contribute, ask questions, criticize, and express your fundamental rights of, freedom of expression in a respectful way, in the sense that you are not going to make other people, or you are not going to infringe other people's rights. So we're going to commercial break, then from there we go to straight to the conversation for today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are going to talk about continental politics. We are going to look at African governance structure. And we are going to look at the impact of clinging to power on the African governance structure, the impact of this to the economy, the people, and continental development at large. So in the studio, I will be joined by Zakaria Johannes. He's a political analyst and he's going to assist us in unpacking this clinging to power. Why African leaders do not want to leave power. What is the impact of this? What is the concept of democracy in the African context? And how are these things impacting the generation, the current generation and the generation to come? And we're going to touch on a lot of things. But however, the conversation for today is going to be a case study of one African state, that is Togo. And not to pre-empt the conversation, so it's very important to look at the context.
Yes, we are looking at the business and economic segment. We are looking at international issues. And we are also going to give a little bit of comparative analysis, particularly what is happening in Africa and what are the response of some African, head of states and also African regional or continental bodies. You know, the question a lot of people are asking, particularly when you go to African democracies, that what is the impact of clinging to power on African investment, economic relations, and also human advancement? The conversation for today is based on the fact that the president of Togo, Faure Gnassingbé, is faced with calls to resign. Why is this happening? This is happening because in May, he changed or he pushed for the change of the constitution of Togo to give him, as the president of ministerial council, infinite power. In short term, to give him power until death. So now, this is not only the case of Togo, it's the case of many African countries where political leaders, they take time or they don't even take time to release power. Some they died on the seat, and some are still 90-something years. But let us look at the impact of this to Namibian economy. So I was joined by the political analyst, that is, of course, Zakaria Johannes, just to help us unpack this and maybe how we can avoid such a, don't want to say unfortunate, but such a, it's a shame to African democracy. So, Johannes Zakaria, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good evening, Mr. David.
Yes, I'm well. Yeah, let us look at the context of Togo. What do you think are some of the motivation for African presidents to cling to power? And what is the impact of this to national development and also to the future of African integration in general?
That's a good question. But first of all, I would like to say, when you look at the concept of democracy in Africa, it's not an African concept.
Okay, okay.
That's why sometimes these are European concepts and then they were brought to Africa, and it's difficult for Africans to implement democracy the way democracy was supposed to be implemented in some of the African states.
Okay.
But to come back to your question, the motivation for African head of state to overstay, so to say, on power is because power is switched, number one. Number two is because of fear. if you happen to look at the case of Togo that we are discussing today, Faure inherited power from his father. That means since the coup of 1963, a single family has been ruling Togo. And even to that extent, a son inherited from the father. Then we have two things that we have to look up to here. Number one, was the democratic election that were contested? No.
Yeah.
Number two, is that democracy? Is there any principle of democracy that says if your father or my father dies, who is the president? I should be president as well?
Yeah.
No. Where is the role of the people here in terms of democracy?
Yeah, but they have constitution and they have parliament, they have, you know, governance and all those things, and elections happen. What is the problem?
Now, when we talk of a constitution, when we talk of parliament and the whole governance structure that is there, then now we have to look at theory and practice. Theoretically, there's a constitution, there's parliament, the constitution explain or describe or give whatever rules and regulations of how the business of politics should be conducted in that country. Besides that, the practice says, otherwise, things are being done differently. That's why now you come to the rule of men and the rule of law. In terms of the constitution, that's the rule of law. It says Togo, maybe elections should be, just an example, elections should be contested. Okay, fine, that's the rule of law. But the rule of a man says, otherwise, I will be voted by parliament, not by the people of Togo.
Now we have... we have the African Union, we have we have a continental policy and a continental agenda, you know, African Agenda 2063. We have, you know, African Continental Free Trade Area, which is in I don't want to say in progress, but it's in a process. But when you look at some of these things which are happening, when you look at some of these things which are happening, then African Union is a bit quiet on it. What could be the motivation?
African Union, yes, that, like what you, people usually say, it's a giant, but it's a toothless giant.
Okay.
So they have to act according, but let me see, just say we have this thing in Africa, whereby we act according to who is there, to whom are we acting, because of different people that are in different position or portfolios that they are serving in the union, and then they have other interests that they are serving. For example, I know maybe, let me say, I know David, so I cannot do this to David. Or the whole organization cannot decide because it can be weak. Like what we have seen, I don't want to put it weak per se, but observations, it seems like African Union is a bit weak when it comes to putting up order in the continent. And something that we have also to look up to here, David, is that we have a history of superpowers and some European countries that keep African dictators on power for a long period of time, basically because they are benefiting from the rule of these African dictators or African leaders that overstay on power. So there's a lot involved, not only continental, but it can be also an international influence.
Now, let us look at the growth of democracy, transformation from generation to generation. It is undeniable that the first generation of the liberation, you know, movement leaders is dying out, not really because of not people want them, but because of their time. When you look at we look at South Africa, it's the same thing. We look at Namibia, look at Zimbabwe, look at many other countries. Now, the problem is that do we have a generational gap between the young people or the, maybe say, what they call, they are like calling them, what, elders, youth adult with the first generation. Do we have a gap in that or are we expecting?
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
And also, the bond freeze in African context.
Okay, that's a good question. I think we have got to look at this issue of political grooming.
Yeah.
That, when the old generation is dying, because it's their time actually.
Yeah.
But now they have been grooming some of the young ones that we have, and the young ones are going to inherit from them. The danger that we are going to face now is the culture that they are inheriting from the liberation group. Because basically the liberation group is a transformed group.
Yeah.
It was a group of liberators,
yeah,
who some of them become bourgeoisies,
yeah,
and
yeah,
some of them become corrupt, because sometimes not because that's what they want,
yeah,
but just because of the system that they find themselves in. Yeah. And then that's what I find in some countries, there's a certain group of black elites,
yeah,
that are ruling, and then those black elites, they have forgotten what forced them to go into exile, because they are now the ones in the office,
yeah,
and then that's what the process that Karl Marx called the embourgeoisement, right? The black elites have forgotten what led them to into exile to, yeah, fight, and now they are in power. Because literally, if you analyze closely,
yeah,
what these guys were saying, or that what these leaders were saying,
yeah,
when they were in exile, when they were fighting, there is a difference now according to what they are doing.
Right.
So,
yeah, yeah.
But now the new generation,
yeah,
might inherit that culture,
uh-huh,
and it will be difficult for us to have a difference in the leadership of African countries,
yeah,
if we have such people who are inheriting some bad habits,
yeah,
from the liberators. However, mm-hmm, I don't know if you have also observed it, that there's also a group of some young Africans,
yeah,
who are saying enough is enough. We want to be in charge of Africa. I think we have two groups here, though from one generation.
Uh-huh. Now, let us look at the future. But before we go to, mm-hmm, look at the future, particularly on the economic part,
mm-hmm,
now, Africa is one of the very interesting continents. We are rich in terms of natural resources. No continent can beat us. But,
mm-hmm,
in terms of governance, in terms of development, we are behind. Now, the question,
mm-hmm,
that we are asking ourselves is that, are we not really able to lead as black people? Or is the system, because there's also a thing of a system, because even politicians, they say, no,
mm,
the system is not allowing me to do ABCD. We have seen it in,
mm,
politicians, they got into power, then they say, if we could do this, is it the system that is placed there by colonial master, or is within our medraw brogat as black African people not be able to lead effectively?
I would say it's both.
Okay.
Looking at the system is that, yes, we have inherited a colonial system,
yeah,
that makes it difficult. And democracy is one of it, though it's good on the other side.
Yeah.
But when basically for me, when we talk of democracy is, who is making decisions, how decisions have been made, because you will find that in democracy is a system that I can't just wake up today and then I say, okay, so tomorrow, this policy and this policy should be implemented. No, there's a channel of communication or channel that I have to go through before a decision is made, which might take a long period of time. That's a discussion for another day.
Yeah.
But basically the colonial system that we inherited, prohibit us as Africans to decide on what we want. What should happen if I wake up today? I hope we can have a comparison of African leaders who are doing things differently.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example of people like Traoré.
Yeah.
So for you to do what Traoré is doing in Ivory Coast,
yeah,
you have to you must have a problem with the West, because the West is no more benefiting like the way they want,
mm-hmm,
because he overcame their system. So now we have people who are working under a system because they don't want to be in bad terms with the West. Then, like that, the West, basically the West or Europe, some European states are controlling African states, basically,
yeah,
because Africans cannot make decisions without,
yeah,
bearing in mind the Europeans. However, on the other hand,
yeah,
you have these Africans who, I will call them like, what, flood Fanon call black skin white masks. You know, there are those Africans who are black by skin, but their thinking and the way they are doing things is Europeans. They are doing things in European way, and that's what P.O. Lumumba, Professor P.O. Lumumba used to call the small Europes in Africa.
Yeah.
So we have those Africans who are, they are not putting African interest at heart, but they're in leadership, but they're not putting African interest at heart first.
Mm-hmm.
So they are kind of, they are like Europeans in Africa, working for the interest of Europeans. That's why you see we have people like, when they get sick or their kids are studying in Europe, but they're, a minister of health, when the minister gets sick, he's going to be treated in Europe. But he's the one who's supposed to be building hospitals and making sure that the health sector has improved. But why would I be interested in building something if I know that if I get sick, I'll go to Europe?
Now, let us look at economic development. One analyst that I got into the conversation stated that somebody is benefiting from the disunity of Africa. And it's a little bit of what you have said. Now, when you look at things like Pan-African Parliament, the Francophones are here, the Agrophones are here, the Arabs are on the other side. Now, the question that we are asking ourselves is that how can we integrate this, or what is the contribution of African citizens to integration? And also to independence of Africa, to say we are on our own, we can feed ourselves. And what do you think is a solution to this? Because a lot of people have tried, then they disappear. Some they were never seen. So if you speak about African unity, some people they go under the table. But how can we integrate each other? Then we develop, especially economically, that we are still lagging behind.
Basically, when you look at the way, like what you have mentioned, that someone is benefiting. Yes, someone is benefiting because colonialism, when they came here, they had the policy of divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And they have divided us until today that we are in small portions, and then when they want to deal with us, either militarily or economically, it's easy to deal with us because Zimbabwe can watch Namibia being dealt with, and we are not together.
Yeah.
But now, the question is, how can we get together? Personally, I think, first of all, we have to look at neocolonialism.
Okay.
That as Africans, we should overcome neocolonialism and come together as brothers and as sisters and work together economically, that an injury to one African, either economically or militarily, is an injury to the other African. We should not be watching other Africans being harassed economically by Europeans or Americans, and then we are just watching. No, that's number one. Number two is what we call coloniality.
Yeah.
We overcome colonialism, but our mindsets as Africans is still under colonialism, and then that's why it's easy for these European countries to deal with us mentally, because we are suffering either colonial of being, colonial of knowledge, who's feeding us with the knowledge that we are getting and all that. So I think those are the things that you have to tackle. And then economically now, you have seen that the economy of Africa, in many cases, let me say even in Namibia, much of it is not in the hands of Africans.
Yeah.
And the whole, who's controlling the world economy?
Yeah.
That's first of all. The moment we are not controlling the economy, then it will be difficult for us to make, or for our voice as Africans to be heard economically, because there's someone who's making decisions for us. Today, the rent, this is the value of the rent. This is the, so even though we have gold, imagine, but Africa with gold, but we are not there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, before I let you go, I know you are very busy, but let us contextualize it, to Namibia. Let us contextualize this to Namibia, because it's always very important for us to learn from other countries, to say, how are things going? What can we learn from this? Now, I want you to give us a clear analysis, particularly in our current administration. We have seen there's a lot of moves. There's a lot of moves that they are making, and there's a lot of few actions, not even 100 days in the office. Now, the question that everybody wants to know is that, I like saying this in my program every time, to say Namibia, we are still the second highest unequal country in terms of economic economic equality. And we have highest, we are most expensive electricity is in Namibia, in Sadc region. highest highest youth unemployment in SADC region, and also we are grey listed by task force in terms of money laundering. Now the question that I'm asking ourselves, looking at the context now where particularly a lot of young people are not able to find something to eat, how can our government deal with this one? How can we solve our own problem, particularly in terms of using the system that is put there to transform where we are? If I make my questions clear.
We can work within the established system if we want to work within the established system.
Yeah.
Number one, I personally give more respect on land.
Yeah.
If we can come up with policies on how to give or to redistribute land and then give land to the people, but not just people.
Yeah.
If you look at the apartheid government, when it gave land to poor white men, according to history, it wasn't just white men, it was trained farmers. And then they were given subsidies. And then after the subsidies, then they were given land and equipment, and then they started to work on land. Why can't we do that to our agricultural science graduates that are still roaming the streets? Imagine someone has done maybe these crops, how to grow crops, and all that. Whatever they've done in agriculture, but they are still in the streets looking for jobs. And the jobs are not there. But the moment we give land to the people open the land, they work on the land, they will create jobs for other youth.
Yeah.
That's number one. And the second one is that we should not, as a country, please, and I'm saying this, and I'm not against free education when I'm saying this, but what I'm saying is that we are not supposed to have to give these people education without implementing in the job market, that we should expand the job market so that it can absorb these graduates. We'll find ourselves having people with PhDs, people with masters, but these people will not find jobs because the job market cannot allow them to do that. And we should also pump more money on business. So we have people that want to, with proposals, good business proposals, that want to do business. I think we should now give these guys even subsidies to start their businesses. Those are some of the sectors that I think we should try to extend so that it can absorb our youth that having qualifications, but they cannot find jobs.
Yes, Sagaria Johannes, the last question. How can the young generation and the older generation work together? I'm asking this question because in every society, in every advanced society, there is always a generational conflict. We have seen it in Africa, we have seen it in Europe, but how can we work together? I'm asking this question for Namibia because we are very small. Our resources are enough to feed all of us. But how do we bridge this generational gap? Because although people are pretending that it's not there, it's still there. How do we bridge that generational gap?
Yeah, that's a good question. Bearing in mind that our old people are the laborers. You know, they have knowledge, but they might have done with their part, and we are just starting as young people. So we will need their knowledge, but there are times that you have to disagree. There are times that you have to disagree, but they are the ones who should guide us that, no, this is the way. But if the youth cannot agree to that way and then they need another way on how to do things, I don't think that's a problem. But that generational conflict, or not really a conflict, disagreement, should be there. But they are needed. We need our old people to give us knowledge, to guide us as we are trying now to take over. This generation is now trying to take over either leadership positions and all that. But I'm not supporting old people that want to be involved actively, but they have been there for the period, maybe let me say 40, 50 years, without making any difference. I think it's hard time for our old people also to realize that enough is enough. I've done my part. Let me also give chances to young people. So because they have new ideas, fresh ideas that we want to implement, but sometimes we are blocked. We can't. So they can be as advisors, and then they can allow us to implement decisions for the future.
Yes, Sagaria Johannes, thank you very much for your input. Thank you very much for your honest analysis. We always value your time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yes, indeed. That was Sagaria Johannes. He's a political analyst. And he looked at the various issues. However, the conversation was based on African governance structure. We are trying to analyze what really keep people in power. What really keep people in power to that extent? They don't even understand that, you know, they cannot come up with new ideas anymore. And there is one thing that was said by the late Professor Mburumba Kerina, who said, no, adults are deadwoods. There is no innovation anymore. They must give opportunity to young people. Now, the question that we're asking ourselves is that there is it's not only in Togo where the president in May decided to amend the constitution to give him power for a definite term. And what is also very interesting is that the title that he got is like is the head of the councils of ministers. Now you're asking yourself is to say, what is wrong with us Africans? What can we learn from this? And what is pushing these young people in the streets? And how can we avoid these conflicts? And the other interesting thing is that wherever you go, I go to various places. You go to hotels, you go to clubs, you go to the village. There's always this thing, a generational conflict argument to say, I came before you, I know better. And this one is saying, no, I'm more active. And the question is that how can we work together as a country or as a continent to reach our intended goal? So you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So we are going for a commercial break. Then we can come with a live read from USAID. And yeah, stay tuned. We have around 30 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with the business and economic segment. We are going to look at ShopRite live read. Super bargain awaits you at USAID up to Sunday, 22 June. Pay only 26.99 Namibian dollars for any one of each of the following: Nivea Roll-on deodorant, 400 milliliter Dawn hand and body cream. Other special at USAID are $11.99 for 175 gram of Bar Renew bath soap, and also 50 ml Colgate Triple Action toothpaste. Also just at $11.99. You save, I save, we all save at You Save.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free,
directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We have around 10 minutes before we come to the end of our program. Today we are analyzing political decisions by political leader in Africa and how are these things, what they do, going to impact the development of Africa, integration of Africa, and also the prosperous Africa that everyone is dreaming for. And one of the things which was stated by one of the South African presidents, former presidents, I mean, Thabo Mbeki, and he liked bringing up intellectual conversation. He's an economist, by the way. He indicated to say at one African Renaissance meeting, he stated that what is wrong with us African leaders that we cannot come and sit together. Then ask ourselves those questions to say, David, how are you leading Namibia? Bob, how are you leading Zimbabwe? Why are you treating your people like this? Why can't we bring about those conversations? Because at the end of the day, it's all about saving each other. It's all about comrades. It's all about we're together in trenches and all those things. But you don't know where you are putting your continent into. Because it's not correct if you are not bringing about this conversation, because it may look far that it's on the other country. But this thing has impact directly or indirectly to our country, either in terms of trade, in terms of the movement of people, and many other things. So how can we avoid this, clinging to power? And how can we advance not only our country, how can we advance the continent at large? Because for you to find a better way of doing things, you must understand what has been going wrong. And I like the fact that the new administration stated that it's not going to be business as usual. Is everyone who is part of the government sharing the same sentiment? Are we moving in the same direction? And how are you going to address these issues? And the other time we had a discussion about the long-term impact of unutilized knowledge, where individuals, they get so tired to that extent that they do not have anything to lose, which is very problematic. And we do not want to go there. Then the question that we're asking ourselves is that how can the first generation, particularly the first generation of, I don't want to say of the liberation struggle, the first generation of post-colonial leaders, and also the generation which was born post-colonial, Africa. How are these guys sitting on one table, and how are they come and define what you want? And those are more deep conversations that we have to ask, because it's not only in Togo, it's not only in Africa, it's not only in Namibia. It's also a conversation that you have to bring about at home. What is your contribution in terms of knowledge at a family meeting as a young person? Are they allowing you to say that, or we are still confined with those African traditions, which are good, by the way, but in terms of transformation, are they bringing your needs on the table? And what do you do about it? Because those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because when you are comparing ourselves, we've been young for a very long time. And it's only a few years before we are no more young people. And the question that we are asking ourselves is to say, what have we done during our time as young people? Were we given an opportunity, or are we grabbing that opportunity ourselves? Or how can we influence the system? Because one thing about democracy and one thing about influencing policy is not necessarily to be violent. It's to bring the conversation on the table. When you bring conversation on the table, when you say the policy, the economic policy that you are using is not right, when you are saying you are prioritizing the unprioritized, when you are bringing the issues to say, we are grey listed in terms of money laundering and all those things, let us focus on this thing. When you are saying, instead of you buying this, solve the issue of unemployment. When we are coming on the table to say, why are you giving free education? Where is the money going to come from if you are failing to create job for your own people that are already there? Because if you are not bringing this conversation in a very respectful manner, because facts don't lie. Facts don't lie. And addressing the issues of to teachers, they are saying 15,000 unemployed teachers in the market. Addressing that issue, even 10,000 unemployed people within 5 years, it require massive effort, and it require, you know, very strong strategies that need to be done. But the fact remain, because don't want us to go out of the conversation for today, because it's African leadership and power. African leadership and power, and it's always very important to make sure that when you are reading history or when you are looking at something which happened in other countries, ask yourself, how many of these people are not willing to let go of power? Or do we have a transition? Because if you stay for too long, you leave a gap between you and people who will come after you. And Zakaria put it very well to say, there are also those, and I've seen it, I've been with various young people from various political parties. You find those who are thinking for their generation, and you can also find those who think like elders, which is not wrong at all. Then the question that you're asking yourself is that, how can we bridge that gap? Because you cannot really dominate how a person is thinking. But are you thinking in terms of your interest or the interest of your generation? And it's not only about power, it's about the variety of things that we need to look at, because they say a good dancer must know how to, when to leave the stage. If you are good at dancing, you must know that no people, they are tired of your tricks. Give them the panzura tricks, you give them kwaito tricks. Now, you are giving them kizomba, people are very tired. Then it's time for you to exit the stage. When you exit the stage, know and understand that whoever come before you, at least going to continue where you left. So I think those are some of the conversations that we need to bring about, and for us to drive our developmental agenda, we need to start at the political structure, because you can agree and disagree with me, you cannot get economic right without the good political leadership. That is practically impossible. You can be a best economist, you studied at Harvard, you studied at Oxford, whatsoever, can be good at what you are doing, but you will never ever get the economy of that country right without the right political leadership. Because politics and economy is one thing. It's political decision and there's resources. Then it's up to you now to find a way on how to get your systems in order. Because in most cases, when you look at these things of Africa not being in peace, you look at the case of Zimbabwe, you look at DRC, you look at Togo, you look at Mozambique, it's only about resources. It's only about basic needs. It's only about the people are not demanding a lot of things. Everybody just wants a better house. I don't want to say a beautiful wife, but a wife and kids. And you wake up tomorrow knowing that you have a little bit of saving when your kid gets sick. Those are some of the basic needs, but how are we going to get there? And this some of these questions, you can only answer them, not by yourself, but just to do a reflection and also bring them about in every conversation that you go into, because it's Africa, it's our continent, and the solutions are only in our hands. So, dear listeners, we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our conversation. You can still have time to engage us in the studio in that few seconds at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And yeah, and the other thing also, while we are crossing this conversation, it's always very important to make sure that after every discussion, go and make research. Yeah, go and make research and study and do and compare, because what is very funny is that what I have seen is that when you travel to other country, when you look at people in the other country, they look different from you. And just then that cut, somebody from Mozambique, when you look at Namibia, it's the same way you look at them. They say, no, these guys are Namibians. These are what Namibians are doing. And when the Nigerians are looking at you, no, these are the guys from the south. We are all the same, but we need to find a solution to one problem. So, dear listeners, never ever forget to download our Eagle FM app, and also never ever forget to like our page, Eagle FM Namibia, on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And yeah, download the Imba app for your hymn songs. And thank you very much for listening. See you until next time, same time, same place. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Navanda and Uncle Fly.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema app ato wakasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulimusi emba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans ni zengu zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba, 0812358063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mkona kufuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema app ato wakasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye mwituna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopo nye mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa ep ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, simane kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisifera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063. Kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu. Mugona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
Praka ni wala Eagle FM, tuwa tegera ngani na tango, kuni mera wakati mbuka chona, tuwa karatua, tuwa njimbako, kumusamane kauruma, pungani na tango akakari, kakari na tango, tuetirapo, purahamae, njete kutia, tuwa karatua njimbako ni mera wakati mbuka chona, njete kutia, pungani na tango akakari tukuthirako, ngani na tango itukuthirako, njene ngachia mo, mchipopi wacho mesikuro nina, Shike, ndite kutia, kuni maira wakati mbuka chona, ndite msabane kauruma, takaratu mpimbako, pungani na tango, akakare, kare pamwe na nasi, kare msabane wongkyo kere, kare tuetirapo, shuka hitu tiripo kesiku, na shono na tango, haningi chito.